Thanks, Nahum. Straight ahead on your Tuesday morning JM in the AM Sports Update, a battle of the two undefeated teams comes down to just after the buzzer in varsity basketball. Flatbush gets the first dig in a JV basketball rivalry. TABC keeps rolling in varsity hockey, and a battle brews for the wild card spots in JV hockey. All that and more coming right up. Good morning, I'm Elliot Weisselberg. We kick things off with boys varsity basketball, where the matchup of the season came down to a fingertip. Coming off of a 4-point win over TABC, SIR entered their contest with DRS on Saturday night at the top of the West. Both teams came in undefeated and at the top of their respective divisions and squared off Motes Shabbos in an atmosphere that was every bit possible championship preview. In predictable fashion, the game would come down to the final possession. The home team Sting up 47-45. DRS inbounded the ball to their big man Joe Aaron, who took it the length of the floor as the clock wound down, spun into the lane, and put up a roller that fell. But unfortunately for the Wildcat faithful, the ball left his hand just a split second after the buzzer sounded, dashing DRS's hopes and handing them their first loss of the season. Mateus Elias's 16 points led SAR, who remain undefeated now at 7-0, heading into a rematch with TABC tonight in SAR. But after this effort, there are many out there who hope that neither team lose another game up until Championship Sunday. In other action, Hafter puts an end to North Shore's six-game winning streak 60-47. Hafter gets a step closer to 500 at 4-5 with the win, and North Shore drops to 6-2. And MTA picks up two big wins, downing Frisch and Hillel to improve to 6-1, currently good enough for third in the West. In JV basketball, Flapper started off the week with a statement win, dropping bitter rival Magen David by 15. The Falcons improved to 6-1, staying a win ahead of DRS in the East to improve to 5-1 with a win over YDE. Out West, in a battle of two one-loss teams, Frisch rebounded from their buzzer-beater defeat to Hillel with a 19-point win over JEC, dropping the Thunder to 3-2 and improving the Cougars to 4-1, where they sit in a tie for second with SAR, who also picked up a win over the week. SAR will get a chance to pull out to the front of the pack tonight when they face TABC in SAR. Speaking of TABC, in varsity hockey, TABC continues to roll, posting three shutouts on the week to remain undefeated, outscoring Ramaz, Frisch, and MTA by a combined score of 17-0. TABC 8-0, passing the halfway mark of the season, has not given up a goal since mid-November and have only seeded four on the season. In other action, DRS and Hafter remain undefeated in the East, but not without scares. Hafter gritted out a tough 3-0 win over YDE, needing two power play goals to overcome the Thunder. And in a game where Rambam led the Wildcats heading into the third period, DRS pulled off the 3-2 win over the Ravens. DRS added two wins last night, playing a home doubleheader against North Shore and Magen David to improve to 8-0. DRS's next contest will be Hafter this coming Monday night, while Hafter will face off with Hank tomorrow night as Hank looks to rebound from a 6-5 upset loss to Flatbush last night, a week after dominating them in Uniondale. Finally, in JV hockey, DRS went 2-0 on the week, nearly completing their stranglehold on the East, improving to 6-1. After a 4-1 win over TABC and a 1-0 win last night over Hafter. DRS's win over TABC on Saturday night was paced by Sam Goldstoff's hat trick and put another dent in TABC's postseason hopes. The Storm now sit at 1-3-1, 4 points behind the fourth seed, with games against SAR and Frisch still on the docket. Frisch improved to 7-0 and can clinch the West top spot with a win over SAR this Thursday night. Out East, behind DRS, a dogfight is brewing after YDE defeated Hafter 5-2 at home. Tied 1-1 late in the first, Benny Hadrier's buzzer-beater goal gave YDE a lead it would never relinquish. YDE now holds the tiebreaker over Hafter, but will need to pull out points over TABC, DRS, or SAR in order to keep pace with Hafter's remaining schedule against the two last-place teams in each division. And that was your Tuesday morning JM in the AM Sports Update. I'm Elliot Weisselberg.